So my dilemma with this patient is there she's got a foreign body in, she's got stents, she's got recurrent urinary tract infections, she's got a good response to palbo. So do I stop the palbo letrozole she's on, or do I keep going? And what I've done with this patient is involved multidisciplinary care, which we know is important. I've involved infectious diseases. I've involved urology. We've taken out the stents. We've given her IV antibiotics. We've cleared her infection. We've put in new stents, and she's doing very, very well. And I haven't abandoned the anti-cancer treatment that's important. Again, a well-informed patient. This is a patient who likes to travel a lot with her grandchildren and her husband. And what we've informed her about is what to do if she gets a urinary tract symptoms. And we've kept her on the palbociclib. And that was really the learning point I wanted to make from this. You can't ignore the risk of infection. You have to inform patients that if they get fever or if they get signs of infection, they have to call and present. You can't ignore the neutropenia, but it's really something that can be managed. And I have to say that in my experience, and I'm sure in the experience of a lot of other people, the number of patients who get significant infections on these drugs is really, really minimal. So that was really the learning point of this, of looking at what's important for this patient with advanced breast cancer. If you ask this patient what's important, she's feeling so well on her anti-cancer treatment and living a good quality life. Her anti-cancer treatment is what's important, and she's learned how to deal with the infection. So pearls, inform your patient about infection and manage the drugs, but don't abandon effective treatment if you don't have to. Sometimes modify dose.
What was the pelvic mass that was causing the obstruction?
We biopsied it. It was breast cancer, ER positive, PR positive, HER2 negative breast cancer. And again, we see a lot of unusual presentations of metastatic disease. So I guess the other pearl is when you see someone presenting with recurrent disease, biopsying and ensuring that you know what you're dealing with is important.
Okay, that's great. It really brought me a little flashback to read about the fact, because I remember that initially there was the feeling that tamoxifen didn't work in premenopausal women. I don't know if most people knew that. The overview came out and there wasn't a benefit, and people were saying, well, there wasn't enough data. And then, of course, now it's obviously standard, but it's fascinating. You wonder if she'd had tamoxifen, maybe she never would have relapsed.
Exactly. I mean, I think that is a real fascinating thing. And, if you think back in the 90s, even the testing of ER positivity wasn't necessarily standardly done internationally, and certainly didn't have the standardization that we have now to test.